仲好记得我朋友收到通知，知道自己即将考澳洲入籍试嘅时候，同我分享咗一种好矛盾嘅心情。对于想长期居住喺澳洲嘅佢嚟讲，呢个会系好重要嘅一步。但系同时，对英语能力冇信心嘅佢，又担心对住试卷个脑一片空白。当时佢只能靠自己埋头苦读，但今日开始 SBS 广东话嘅学英语系列，一路同你学英语，一路同你温习澳洲入籍试，希望陪伴你渡过呢关。在接下来的这四集里面，我们都会有邀请到 Derek 和 Hayley 来到跟我们一起考下试，温下书的。Hello Derek 和 Hayley。
Hello, 你好。
Hello, 你好。
咁我就知道 Derek 咧，你就已经完成咗澳洲入籍考试一段时间噶啦。你记唔记得当时考试嘅情况系点样啊？
我应该记得系2019年5月去做呢个 test 嘅。咁嗰阵时去到咧就要做一个 interview 先。咁去到嗰度就其实 interview 就好简单嘅，主要都系核实翻你嘅身份啦，睇翻你啲 driving license 啊。band statement 啊，或者住址證明啊，咁核實咗你身份 OK 咧，咁就可以去做呢個 test 噶啦。
咁你做 test 嘅時候，係唔係都係對住一個電腦選擇題用英文噶？
係用選擇題英文嘅。
OK。咁因為咧你2019年做呢一個入籍考試啦，就同而家嘅入籍考試有少少唔同啦。咁而家嘅澳洲入籍考試咧，就都係愛嚟評核入籍者對住澳洲或者佢嘅民主體制啊、理念啊、價值觀啊、公民權利同責任呢一啲有冇足夠嘅認識啦。我相信你嗰時都係做翻相關嘅題目啦。
應該差唔多。
咁呢个入籍考试咧，都系采用英文嘅选择题形式啦，喺电脑上面进行啦。咁当中咧就会包含20题随机抽出嘅试题嘅。咁但系咧就截至2020年嘅11月15号咧，其中就新增咗5题，就会同澳洲嘅价值观有关嘅。咁就必须要正确回答呢20题当中嘅75%。咁就即系5题啦，而且要答啱晒澳洲价值观嘅嗰5题，先至可以通过考试嘅。咁我哋陣間就睇下呢個新增咗嘅澳洲價值觀部分，你答唔答得啱啦？咁 Hayley 你咧，你係唔係澳洲公民啊？有冇考過澳洲入籍試啊？
我係澳洲公民嘅，但係我就冇做過呢、這個考試，因為其實我媽媽都係以前喺呢度讀過書，跟住有呢個 citizenship， 所以我一出世嗰時就已經有。好榮幸有呢個 citizenship，
唔使考試都自動入籍啦，咁樣。咁但係你覺得你自己對澳洲嘅認識係點樣啊？深唔深啊？
講真，其實應該唔係話特別深，因為你始終做個考試好似都係要温個書咁樣，即係你攞嘅資訊都係會多啲，同埋。即係 detail 啲咯，係咯。
好，咁我哋嚟緊就睇下你哋大家係咪真係理解啦。咁我哋就進入正題，考下你哋對考試嘅內容認識有幾多啦。咁首先咧就係澳洲同埋佢國民嘅部分啦。你哋知唔知道澳洲嘅 inhabitant 即係最早居民係邊個咧？如果咧聽眾都想一齊測試下嘅話，我哋不如聽下英文點樣解釋先啦。
Inhabitants。Do you know what inhabitant means?
One of the questions in your test might be, who are Australia's first inhabitants?
Australia's first inhabitants are the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples.
原住民
是啦，咁 inhabitant 咧嘅意思就系最早定居嘅居民啦。咁澳洲嘅最早居民咧，其实就系原住民及托勒斯岛民，即系呢个 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders 嘅。你哋又知唔知道？可能有聽過噶啦，即系 Welcome to Country 同埋 Acknowledgement of Country 係啲乜嘢啊？
各位聽眾又有冇印象咧？可能大家都已經聽過噶啦。
Welcome to Country. Our Welcome to Country comes from an ancient ritual.
We perform it so that everybody has a safe and protected journey on our land.
Acknowledgement of Country. Acknowledgement in this context.means the act of accepting the truth.
佢會 acknowledge 即係原本呢個 land 佢最原始個名，同埋呢度最原始 Aboriginal 嘅長老同埋友誼。
係啦，咁其實佢哋就分咗兩個部分啦。咁 Welcome to Country 咧，其實淨係原住民長老先至可以做嘅一個文化禮儀啦。咁佢哋就係會以該地區嘅長老身份迎接賓客嚟來訪佢哋嘅土地嘅。咁而 Acknowledgement of Country 咧，就通常會喺啲會議啊或者活動開始之前舉行咧，任何人都可以主持呢啲儀式。咁就對古今或者emerging 嘅原住民長老咧，同埋在場嘅原住民及托勒斯島民咧，就表達敬意咁樣嘅。好，咁你哋又會唔會列舉到一啲澳洲嘅重要節日啊？
National Day。
嗯哼。
Anzac
Day。
嗯，係啦，係啦。咁你哋提到呢個 Anzac Day 啦，就即係澳新軍團日啦。咁就係用嚟紀念澳洲同埋新西蘭軍團喺第一次世界大戰期間，即係1915年4月25日。咁所以而家 Anzac Day 都係4月25日啦，嚟到登陸土耳其嘅加里波里 （Gallipoli）。咁佢紀念嘅英文知唔知係乜嘢啊？紀念呢個字嘅英文。
紀念。
commemorate， 我谂 Anzac Day 大家都会听好多 commemorate 呢个字，咁就系即系佢仪式都会好庄严咁样向全体军人致敬啊，同埋反思战争嘅种种意义等等嘅。咁好啦，去到呢一题系比较冷门啲嘅，知唔知道澳洲嘅国花系乜嘢
？What's the name of Australia's floral emblem?
Floral emblem that means our national flower.
Australia's floral emblem.Is the golden wattle.
It's native to southeastern Australia. And if an animal or a flower is native to a place, it means it comes from that place.
Oh, golden wattle.
是啊是啊是啊，你竟然記得。
哎呀，記得啊，這個。
其实我呢个自己都唔知嘅，即我虽然自己都系 citizen 啦，但系我系唔知道国花佢英文系floral emblem， 而澳洲嘅国花系金合欢，系啊 golden wattle。咁咧，时间就嚟到呢一个部分嘅小测试啦，都会邀请听众咧一齐嚟到去尝试一下做呢个小测试嘅。
It's time to test yourself.
Don't worry if you get some answers wrong. This is just practice, and practice makes perfect.
And also, because I'll ask about things from the booklet we haven't talked about yet.
Oh, don't worry, they'll be fine. I'm sure they've all read it.
Which state is the smallest of the mainland states?A. Tasmania B. Victoria C. Queensland
B.
The correct answer is B. Victoria is the smallest state of the mainland states.
Okay, next question. The Australian Constitution can only be changed by a referendum. A. True B. False
A.
The correct answer is A. Changes to the Australian Constitution must be agreed in a referendum.
What is Australia's national gemstone? A. Sapphire B. Opal C. Ruby
B.
The correct answer is B.Opal is Australia's national gemstone. According to Aboriginal legend, when a rainbow touched the earth, it created the colours of the opal.
Okay, next question. When do we commemorate Anzac Day? Is it A, January 26th, B, April 25th, or May 24th?
B.
The correct answer is...B. Every year on April 25th, we commemorate Anzac Day.
咁我哋第一个部分咧就完成咗啦，大家都通过咗呢个测试。今集时间就差唔多啦，我哋下一集会再睇下入籍考试嘅其他部分。